From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush and British Prime Minister Gordon Brown don't always see eye to eye. But in London today, the two men agreed on several key foreign policy priorities. Brown announced tougher European sanctions against Iran. He also committed to increase British troop levels in Afghanistan while vowing not to cut the number of troops currently in Iraq. This came as Mr. Bush wrapped up a week-long trip to Europe, likely his last as president. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
In advance of this trip, there were plenty of questions about how President Bush and Prime Minister Brown would get along. There were British press reports that Brown was preparing a timetable for withdrawing large numbers of Britain's 4,000-plus troops stationed in Iraq. And in an interview published yesterday in the Observer newspaper, Mr. Bush seemed to be lecturing Brown not to pull British forces out. It all seemed very different from the cooperative, even chummy relationship Mr. Bush had with the previous Prime Minister, Tony Blair. But at a London news conference, it did seem a lot like old times, with the British Prime Minister, Brown, praising President Bush for his, quote, steadfastness in rooting out terrorism. President Bush returned the compliment.
The first thing about Gordon Brown, he's tough on terror, and I appreciate it. And so should the people of Great Britain and the world.
Then Brown proceeded with several announcements, each of which was just what the U.S. president was hoping to hear. First, Afghanistan. Brown said he'll increase the British military presence there to its highest level yet. Then it was Iran and the international effort to persuade Tehran to stop enriching uranium.
And so today Britain will urge Europe, and Europe will agree to take further sanctions against Iran. First of all, we will take action today that will freeze the overseas assets of the biggest bank in Iran, the Bank Mellie. And second, action will start today for a new phase of sanctions on oil and gas.
But hanging over everything on this trip, as it hangs over the Bush presidency, is Iraq. Prime Minister Brown's approval ratings are in the basement, and the war is immensely unpopular in the UK. So he gets questions like this.
Prime Minister, isn't it time to withdraw British troops from Iraq in order to send them where the military really need them? To Afghanistan, or are you too worried about his reaction if you do?
The journalist pointed to President Bush as he said the last part of that question. Brown replied,
"Can I just say that in Iraq there is a job to be done, and we will continue to do the job, and there's going to be no artificial timetable, and there is a job to do in Afghanistan, and we will continue to do it."
Then came this question for President Bush.
Mr. President, in his last major speech, Tony Blair said on Iraq, "Hand on heart, I did what I thought was right. But if I got it wrong, I'm sorry." Is it possible you got it wrong?
History will judge whether or not, you know, more troops were needed earlier, troops could have been positioned here better or not. Removing Saddam Hussein was not wrong. It's the right thing to do.
Such questions aside, the president achieved what he'd hoped for in his final trip to Europe as president, even with his diminished clout at home and abroad. Now, his goals were not huge. He wanted more support for Afghanistan, more pressure on Iran, and patience on Iraq. He got all three. Don Gagne, NPR News, London.